Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, and welcome to this episode of Hope. Pray this day finds you full of hope and blessed, and counting your blessings. The topic today is actually kindness and tariffs. And the scripture today is Psalm 86, and the song is Counting My Blessings by Matt Mayer and Seth Schultler. And the reason I chose that topic, well, it's been on my mind a lot with all that's happening in our nation these days. And the week, for lack of a better word, was a little discouraging for me. In regards to the lack of empathy and just disregard and lack of care for what those in power are doing to those who are just trying to make a living, small businesses, just everyday people just trying to get by, and the lack of empathy as to what is being done and how it affects people's lives, because those making the decisions, it doesn't affect them in any way, shape, or form. And so it's just decisions are made with just no regard to how it's going to affect people's lives. And it just struck me that it was just a lack of kindness, a lack of, again, empathy. Just because you don't know what somebody else's life is or going through, and there's just this need to control and bully and just not care, because it doesn't affect you. And it was disheartening, I think is the word that I'm looking for. It's just disheartening. And I thought, okay, Holy Spirit, what to do about this? Because if I'm feeling this way, many others are feeling this way. And I just heard just acts of kindness again, because when we do something kind for somebody, when we bless somebody, in a different state that I used to be in, they used to do the drive-through difference, and it's cotton on to very many states also. And it's like you're going through the drive-through and you pay for the person behind you, or you just leave a little bit extra so whatever the person behind you comes up, their meal or their coffee or whatever is paid for. And then they end up doing it for the next person and then the next person. And it just, when that happens to you, when that happened to me the first time, I was like, oh my gosh, that is so cool. Because I just, it was something I needed that day. And I was just like, okay, I'm going to like treat myself with the last $5 or whatever. And then to find out that somebody had already paid for me, it was just, it made my day. And I gave what I had to pay for the next person. And it's just, it changed my day. And so just these little acts of kindness, or even just to invite somebody to coffee or for a meal and just have a chat, and you know, you can get somebody else's perspective, and they can hear your perspective on things. And it just opens the door to, it kind of softens the heart, and one gets to relax a little bit because you've spoken to somebody and you feel better. It's like speaking to God in prayer. When we do that, when we have communication with God in prayer also, it just relaxes us and we feel better in general. So those are the two things I will suggest. Acts of kindness, bless somebody, be generous or give wherever the Lord is telling you to give, or take a meal over to your neighbor or something, just to know, so that others know that you're thinking of them and you care. Even if those in power don't, at least our neighbors who we, you know, see every day, they know that we care, and it makes a world of difference. So that is my suggestion for the day. And for the scripture, as I said, it is Psalm 86, and it was, I think, David was going through stuff, as he is, and he's just calling on God to help him because he needs the Lord's intervention. So this is Psalm 86. It reads, "Hear me, Lord, and answer me, for I am poor and needy. Guard my life, for I am faithful to you. Save your servant who trusts in you. You are my God. Have mercy on me, Lord, for I call to you all day long. Bring joy to your servant, Lord, for I put my trust in you. You, Lord, are forgiving and good, abounding in love to all who call to you. Hear my prayer, Lord. Listen to my cry for mercy. When I'm in distress, I call to you because you answer me. Among the gods, there is none like you, Lord. No deeds can compare with yours. All the nations you have made will come and worship before you, Lord. They will bring glory to your name, for you are great and do marvelous deeds. You alone are God. Teach me your way, Lord, that I may rely on your faithfulness. Give me an undivided heart, that I may fear your name. I will praise you, Lord my God, with all my heart. I will glorify your name forever. For great is your love towards me. You have delivered me from the depth, from the realm of the dead. Arrogant foes are attacking me, O God. Ruthless people are trying to kill me. They have no regard for you. But you, Lord, are a compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness. Turn to me and have mercy on me. Show your strength in behalf of your servant. Save me because I serve you, just as my mother did. Give me a sign of your goodness, that my enemies may see it and be put to shame. For you, Lord, have helped me and comforted me." Amen. Psalm 86 and the song "Counting My Blessings" by Matt Mayer and Seth Schutler. And again, if we count our blessings, we see all the wonderful things the Lord has done for us. And if we bless others, it reminds us again of all the wonderful things that God has done for us, and how he always comes to our aid, always comes to our rescue. So I just pray you are blessed by the song, and you're blessed by the scripture, and you go out and be a blessing to someone, because we all need kindness in our lives. So till next time, be blessed. Please share and be encouraged, and may God bless you and your day. Take care. And just as a reminder, no matter what is going on around you right now, just remember that God is for you. He is by your side and working all things out for your good. Remember that. Keep that in your heart, in your mind, as you go through your day. Okay. God bless you.